KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair in 25. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, January 6th. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. Should be a nice day today. Look for sunshine, high about 54. And then some rain coming in tomorrow, maybe about a half an inch for much of the region, and high about 52, but windy and a little cooler for tomorrow. One person dies in a fiery crash on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Officials working to identify the victim who died in a tragic and bizarre traffic accident southwest of Chickasha yesterday. The victim, the driver of a disabled car that erupted in flames after being hit by a pickup. The accident happened in the eastbound lanes of mile marker 74 on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike just after 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports the vehicle that caught fire had already been in one accident and had stalled just over the crest of the hill in the outside lane of the interstate. One vehicle managed to swerve around the vehicle, but then a pickup right behind, unable to avoid a collision, and that caused the vehicle to go up in flames. 22-year-old Brock Barger of Bixby was the driver of the pickup that struck the car. He was not injured. The state medical examiner working to identify the remains of the individual who died. An individual seeing some suspicious activity around his neighbor's barn helps officials nab several burglary suspects. Grady County authorities called out to a farm northwest of Pocasset Thursday night when the alert neighbor saw some activity next door. Grady County deputies and Minco police dispatched to the area where they found the individuals with about $2,000 in decorative lumber loaded onto a flatbed trailer. The individuals telling investigators they had permission to be there, but the property owner said they didn't. The property owner said he had noticed some lumber missing from his barn over about the last week. The four suspects all hauled off to the Grady County Jail on complaints that include burglary and grand larceny. Arrested were Julie Maxson, Larry Abel, Danny Henderson, and Jerry Stroud. They're all spending the weekend in jail. Formal charges could be filed on Monday. More Cool News coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
There's a big rodeo for kids in Chickasha this weekend. The Heart of Oklahoma Youth Rodeo Association has numerous events for the youngsters, some as young as 4 years old. The events include tie-down calf roping, team roping, steer breakaway, and steer stopping. Others include goat tying, as well as barrel racing and pole bending. There are four age divisions with some 150 youth members in the nonprofit group. The association's website indicates it's paid out as much as $140,000 in cash and prizes in 1 year to competitors. Activities today and tomorrow at the Grady County Fairgrounds. This is the fourth of eight stops for the group this season. They'll be moving on to Duncan, Purcell, and Binger over the next couple of months. State finals will be in Cherokee in April. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Chickasha businessman Dustin Payne, one of the candidates in next Tuesday's special Republican primary election for House District 51. He's this week's guest on our Cool Conversation. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, we talked to Jim Gerlach, administrator of the Grady County Jail. Check out the programs coming up next hour here on Cool 105.5, the Cool Conversation, right after our 8 o'clock news. Followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We do have links to both programs on our website. Check them out whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com and you'll find the links under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 79-year-old Philip Stanley of Chickasha. The family will hold a memorial graveside service 1:30 next Wednesday at Rose Hill Cemetery. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today. We'll have a high in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, cloudy and rainy with some rain showers likely throughout much of the day. And about a half an inch of rain possible in much of the region. Tomorrow's high about 52, but it'll be a lot windier and cooler tomorrow. Right now, fair 25 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Galleria Furniture, where style and comfort are always affordable, announced the New Year's sale. The King for a Queen, the Englander Select model mattress set that's compatible with an adjustable bed frame, a King for a Queen price. 20% off all closeout mattress sets, including a large selection of recliners and lift chairs. Delivery and financing is available. Open 7 days a week, Galleria Furniture Chickasha, 3420 South 4th Street.
In sports, let's take a look at the high school basketball tournaments going on at the Chickasha Tournament. Chickasha boys and girls both in action early today. The Fighting Chicks dropping a 70-52 decision to U.S. Grant yesterday. The boys will play at 11:30 this morning against Altus in the 7th place game. And the Chickasha Lady Chicks pick up their second win of the year yesterday as they downed Star Spencer 36-34. Annalise Eaton, a career-high 16 points. Chickasha will play Mustang JV for the Consolation Championship that at 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can listen to the Chickasha games on our sister station, 106.1 The Ranch. Again, the boys at 11:30, the girls at 1. Tonight in the championship games, for the boys, it's Northwest Classen versus Wichita Falls Hershey, and for the girls, it's UConn versus Lawton Mack. Over at the Anadarko tournament for the championship games tonight, Anadarko versus Ardmore. And for the girls' third-place game, Blanchard versus El Reno. Anadarko beat Blanchard 49-26 yesterday, while Ardmore beat El Reno 67-55. And for the boys, the championship game, Fort Cobb-Broxton versus El Reno, with Sorrel and Anadarko playing for third place. Fort Cobb-Broxton beat Sorrel in their semifinal yesterday 67-45, while El Reno downed Anadarko 72-38. At the Black Diamond Classic in Rush Springs, in the title games tonight, Roth versus Walters boys. Roth beat Sterling 54-45 in their semifinal last night, while Walters down Velma Alma 65-59. Girls' championship at Rush Springs will be Rush Springs versus Central. Over at the Hinton tournament, it'll be Minko girls in the championship game after they beat Ampo in the semifinals yesterday, 51-45. Minko to play Christian Heritage for the girls' title tonight. Ampo plays Hinton for third. For the boys, Ampo and Carnegie play for the championship. Number 10-ranked Ampo defeated number 7 Christian Heritage 59-50 in their semifinal, while unranked Carnegie went overtime to beat number 14 Crossings Christian 41-39. Make that 43-41. Over at the Apache Sand Hills Invitational, for the boys, it'll be Apache versus Riverside of the championship game. Apache beating Big Pasture 79-49, while Riverside beat Geronimo 66-55. And for the girls, Riverside advances to the championship game. We didn't get a semifinal score from the Apache girls to find out if they're going to be playing in that title game tonight. Also, the Alec Longhorn Classic will continue and wrap up today in Alec. USAO will induct two new members in Witt's Athletic Hall of Fame today. Phil Barnes and Leslie Beatty to be enshrined for their contributions to their respective programs. Barnes will be the first tennis player for the university to be added to the hall, winning 30 matches in a 2-year career. back in 1978 and 79. And he was ranked among the top 10 in the state in men's opens, singles, and doubles. He's currently coaching high school tennis in Duncan. Beatty, an NAIA All-American softball player, and was a two-time All-Conference player back in 2008 and 2009. She played shortstop for the Drovers, had a career 383 batting average with the then-school record 20 home runs. Beatty, now the athletic trainer for USAO. The induction ceremony to be held between the Drover basketball games today with Southwestern Christian at the USAO Fieldhouse. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.